6:20 on the ticket. Time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Let's do a little observation of the game through my eyes, my unintelligent football eyes. So Denver wins the toss, elects to receive. What are the reasons there? Do they have, is there some advantage?
Cowboys defense.
Yeah, let's get up 7-0.
So they can just score really quickly?
I think
they don't,
so.
They don't have any, there's nothing in that stadium like the Cowboys stadium has with the, you got an afternoon game, you try to pick which side.
No.
You're not going to be blinded in.
No. Okay. Few stadiums have that problem.
How many other ones, outdoor? I guess you can't call the Cowboys Stadium an outdoor stadium, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. How many other stadiums are oriented east-west like that?
None.
Well, the NFL is probably zero.
Zero, although somebody did tell me the new Titans Stadium may be an east-west stadium. I have to look into that.
And the reason we got for the Cowboys being built that way was the they wanted to see the decommissioned ballpark, what would eventually be decommissioned.
Yes, out of the east window, and they wanted to see the Walmart out of the west window.
Gotcha. Okay. Tony actually shaved for the game. Is this a new thing on him? I haven't seen as many games as he's done this year, so I don't know if he's shaving now.
I don't know.
Because there for a while, he had the incredible ability to always have 3 days worth of growth on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never understood how he could always have that. Jim, he does do a weird thing when he's talking. He always, he'll start talking and he stops in the middle of the sentence. I don't know whether someone's always chatting in his ear.
Let's ask him on maybe Wednesday or
something. And it does make me realize how good Caliendo's Tony is.
He's dead on.
And Tony didn't always have the hoarse voice.
No.
Did he?
Mm-mm.
I think he must have got that damage in this last year playing quarterback or something.
Maybe.
I can't decide whether I liked Denver's throwback jerseys or not.
Loved them.
Thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah.
Love them.
I don't mind Horsehead as much as everybody else does. Their current uniforms with the big horse head on the side. But, I like those old unis.
That orange is just so painful on the eyes to me. Like, it actually hurts my eyes. Now, that may be a physical disability that I have. Another reason I should get a placard to park up close to Costco. It would really hurt my eyes when I was looking at it. I do think I have weird eyesight because you know how the world is in love with dark mode on everything?
Mm-hmm.
They'll always have the inverted colors on their computer, the dark background with the lighter letters.
I'm the opposite.
I'm the opposite too. Like, yeah. I like light mode.
Yeah.
And, some people say it's a generational thing. But it's a physical thing with me. Like, I cannot look at dark mode, and because when I glance away, like, it screws my eyes up. It just messes with me tremendously. And I don't know whether that's, as I said, a disability or not. But I can't have dark mode on things.
So you didn't like the Broncos throwbacks. Okay, Boomer. Wait a minute. They're throwbacks. So you didn't like those throat. Wait, now I'm all confused.
Yeah. Just the only thing you need to remember, the constant is that you're bad and everyone else is good. That's the guiding principle of the world. Anything I can attack you on, I'm going to. Sean Payton got a lot older than I remembered him. I don't know. I guess maybe I hadn't seen him in a while.
I thought the same thing.
You thought that too?
I thought the same thing. I had that thought in my mind that, wow, he used to look so young and full-faced when he was a Cowboys assistant. Now, the first time I looked at him and thought, he's old.
Yeah.
Years as a head coach takes it out of you.
Yeah, those are hard years.
Looks like old Oswald now.
Unfortunately, we never got to see old Oswald.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Well, I would have liked to have seen him in prison serving time
for
what he did wrong.
He's 61 now, Peyton.
61, yeah. Not so much young Oswald, more older Cabbage Patch doll. His wife's name is Skylene. And I have to say, I've never even heard that name before.
I've never heard that name.
A Sky Lane. Hmm. There was that song by Dexys Midnight Runners, I think, that had that name in it.
Come on, Sky Lane.
George Pickens. He wears that cowl. We've discussed that over his head. He wears that white cowl. Mm-hmm. And he also does the double mouthpiece. He was wearing a pink one and a yellow one. So is there any function to that? Like, does he have one mouthpiece for when he's running a long route and he needs to get more air? And he wears a different one for running plays? That would be too big a tip-off. Or is it just purely
I don't know why this an is aesthetic. A thing, but mouthpieces are now just dangling with no purpose. I don't get it.
And even young kids are doing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
High school kids are doing it, yeah.
So you wear multiple mouthpieces. And are there such a thing as really expensive ones? So you want that one dangling off your helmet because it's a...
It's a
flex. Yeah, maybe. It's like a flex. It's a Louis Vuitton
different
mouthpiece.
Color, maybe.
It's got the LVs all over it. Anyway, I didn't know if he's always done that or there are other players in the NFL that are doing this. Do they wear multiple mouthpieces?
I don't know if he's always done it, but yeah, some players do have more than one.
And what's his first down celebration? It's stirring a glass of tea and then playing peekaboo? Is it the British nanny celebration? What's he doing?
I don't know. He's a different dude.
Who was the first?
We may see him do some crazier things than that in the last
player
few weeks.
To have a first down celebration. Remember, Michael used to do his thing, but it was more just the first down signal, right?
Yeah, everyone's doing the double-handed first down now.
Yeah, one thing that's guaranteed is every receiver that gets a first down will signal first down, and every receiver that doesn't catch a pass will call for a flag. Those two things are guaranteed.
Yeah.
With about 40 seconds left in the first half, that rookie, Pat Bryant II from Denver, made an incredible catch for his first NFL touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a way to get your first touchdown in the NFL, a catch like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just throws the ball away. I don't know why I'm so concerned about this. I don't know why I'm so sentimental for these players. But it's your first catch in the NFL, and it was spectacular. And
yeah,
you punt it into the stands.
Some guys are into it, some guys aren't. They just don't care.
Well, okay, I get, you know, I kind of like that Emmitt kept every single one of his touchdown balls. Like, that was kind of cool. But I also recognize that's pretty excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, particularly for someone like Emmitt, who scores so many of them.
Right.
But your first one in the NFL? That seems like that would be a pretty precious object to anyone.
Don't you like that? Because that signals that he's a team player, doesn't care about individual glory.
I know. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's what it signals. I think it signals more a lack of, I'm just not thinking right now.
I want it back.
I just want to do something cool with the ball right now at this moment. But you could also argue it's very zen-like. Don't get attached to objects or things. So, yeah, I know. I shouldn't have a problem with it, but it did bother me. All right, I have a few pieces of audio for you. One of them is Jim Nantz related, and it really cracked me up. The other one is a ref that I thought had a very strange way of saying that Dallas recovered the ball. We'll listen to the ref first. Now, you tell me if I'm weird on this, or this is just the new way that they identify it.
Hoffman rips it away at the end.
Kneeling on the field is a fumble recovered by a teammate of the fumbling player. Second down.
I thought that was odd, too.
Recovered by a teammate of the fumbling player.
I've never heard that.
Why don't I just say Dallas?
Yeah. It'd be a lot easier.
It was ruled on the field a fumble, and it was recovered by the fumbler's friend.
Right. A friend of the fumbler who also works with him.
It was recovered by a Cowboys employee.
It's just so weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Okay, and now the Jim Nantz thing. This cracked me up.
Javonte does the rest right at the end.
means they're not in the hole.
Williams, by the way, was the Cowboys' first signing in free agency. And he said he felt the love of Shoddy when they were recruiting him.
This is so funny that it's Jim Nantz saying it because it's all he's extra creepy when he talks anything about love.
Felt the love.
He felt the love of Shoddy.
And then you also have some of that Tony Romo at the beginning there.
Hmm. Or something like that. I don't know.
We're going to have to give
Wait,
him a
why
call.
Is this not playing anymore? Hold on a second.
Javonte does the rest right at the end. Means they're not in the hole.
Williams, by the way, was the Cowboys' first signing in free agency. And he said he felt the love of Shoddy when they were recruiting him.
I think it sounds like Schottenheimer sitting on a bed with him and then slowly puts his hand on his leg.
No other coach has done this before.
Thank you. The love of Shoddy. Speaking of Shoddy, why does everyone keep saying that Schottenheimer is a great head coach? It's like, don't even give him the better part of a year.
He's had a great start. But Romo said, when he was hired, I thought he was a great head coach, but he hadn't been a head coach.
He hadn't been a head coach, yeah. And everyone is just falling all over themselves to talk about what a great head coach he is. He's a great guy. I think he's going to be a great head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone skipped over all of that and have automatically gone to, you know, I think he's already won, you know, 5 Lombardi trophies. He's just got such a pedigree of winning as an NFL head coach.
I think because the bar was so low for him of all of the hires this offseason, and he has been really, really good up until yesterday.
Well, yes.
But most of the season, he's been really, really good. So I think he's exceeded everybody's expectations, which is why I think he's getting maybe overly praised.
But he's a great NFL head coach.
Not yet. No.
No, that's not an accurate statement. But at the same time, you get favorable commentary when you communicate with the press. And he's done a very good job of that from minute one.
Yeah, I think that everyone likes him.
Yeah.
But then some words are available to them for that, saying he's a very likable NFL head coach.
Sure.
You don't have to say he's great yet. No. He's saying, yeah, he's off to a good start.
That's the word Romo used, that he's a great head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What? No, I'm just asking.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying there.
Just, man,
what?
Package that.
No.
That's amazing.
8:40 tomorrow.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah. Canceled. All right, the end.